You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Later on in the program, we're going to be talking about actually playing some great music for hard times, music that pulled people out of really, really difficult times in world history. But what's the song that you can rely on? What's that song that brings you around when times are bad? We want to hear your song, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Send it to us. Call us with your playlist, and we'll play some tunes on the air. My take at thetakeaway.org. Also, what do you think Sarah Palin needs to be asked? If you watched the Charlie Gibson interview last night, what do you think still needs to be asked? What should have been asked better? What shouldn't have been asked? Anything that you want to say as a takeaway from that interview at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But history in Zimbabwe. After 7 weeks of talks and years of political tension, opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai and President Robert Mugabe have reached what looks like a breakthrough power-sharing government. And that comes after some very, very tense talks and, of course, violence following the election. Joining us to talk about Tsvangirai's participation and what the outlines of this agreement actually are is Ebson Mukwevesi, who is the Movement for Democratic Change's Europe spokesman. That's Tsvangirai's party. He joins us from London. Ebson, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
First of all, this is a I was actually discussing what the agreement was seeming to move towards yesterday with someone from the BBC. It seems as though maybe this country is going to have two heads rather than one. Describe how this power sharing is going to work.
It's an agreement that was arrived at, after consultations with the three parties, political parties in Zimbabwe. And we hope that Zimbabweans will feel relieved now that there is going to be peace in the country and that the ruinous economy is going to be revived with the support from our international friends.
Clearly, the consensus among the people in Zimbabwe is to have peace and to have the economy move forward. But at some point, the official position of the opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, is that you folks won the election. You actually won the election the first time around. How do you continue working with Robert Mugabe when basically your party believes that it won the election?
To move forward, and we think Zimbabweans should be allowed to move forward. We have now decided that we should work together as one people and save lives, provide people with food, create jobs for the people of Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans will be pleased to know that their country will at last rejoin the international family.
Now, there's supposed to be a formal ceremony that will, at which point this agreement will be signed and the details will actually be worked out. Do you expect that Monday ceremony will take place?
Yes, it's going to take place on Monday at 10 o'clock Zimbabwean time. And over this weekend, the three parties would be working out the composition of the new government, but its priority would be to turn around the economy with food, with emphasis on food security. There's no doubt that the country will need huge foreign aid so that Zimbabweans can embark on a reconstruction program of their beautiful country. So, yes, come Monday, the signing ceremony will be held in Harare, and we hope that our regional and continental leaders will be present to witness this historical moment.
We're speaking with Ebson Mukwevesi, who's the Movement for Democratic Change's Europe spokesman. That's the opposition party of Morgan Tsvangirai, who's just announced an agreement for power sharing in Zimbabwe. You know, a lot of people, Ebson, suggested that after Morgan Tsvangirai pulled out of the runoff election because of the violence that was taking place, that Robert Mugabe really outplayed the opposition party in this chess game here. And I'm wondering if you're worried about the criticism that maybe by making a deal with Mugabe, you run the risk of being outfoxed again.
Morgan Tsvangirai is a seasoned politician. is Zimbabwe's most courageous and most popular politician. We are happy with the way things have developed in Zimbabwe, and now that we have got an agreement in place, we are not going to look back and say because of the 2019 election, because of the 2007 one-man presidential runoff, therefore Zimbabweans are going to remain enemies forever. We are saying yes, there were problems, people died, people were maimed, women were raped, properties were destroyed, but it's time for Zimbabweans to come together. It's time for Zimbabweans to accept that there is need for coexistence as political parties, and we'll move on, and the country will recover from this economic and social crisis.
And that's a message for all Zimbabweans, black and white?
That's the message to Zimbabweans, black and white. Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe for all people, regardless of color, creed, religion, or whatever color. Zimbabweans are Zimbabweans. We don't believe in on the basis of color. We are saying Zimbabwe is for Zimbabweans, white, yellow, color.
No, Barry,
is important to us.
Hopeful, optimistic words from Ebson Mukwevezi. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Ebson Mukwevezi is the Movement for Democratic Change, the Zimbabwe Opposition Party of Morgan Tsvangirai's spokesman in Europe, and commenting on the power-sharing agreement that was just announced after tense talks and much violence following the Zimbabwe elections. And now we're joined by Femi Oke for headlines.
Thank you very much, John. 21 minutes to the top of the hour.